So from Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, Shunryu Suzuki, limiting your activity. You may think that if there is no purpose or no goal in our practice, we will not know what to do. But there is a way. The way is to practice without having any goal. And it is to limit your activity, to be concentrated on what you are doing in this moment. If you limit your activity to what you can do just now, in this moment, then you can express fully your true nature, which is the Buddha nature. This notion of limiting our activity is quite central to the practice of Soto Zen. All Zen. But Soto Zen has a particular reliance on forms. These beautiful forms that have been transmitted to us over 1,000 years. Our upright posture, our hands in a particular mudra, our bowing, the way we walk and step at the same time, with our hands held up in gassho as we approach the lineup point, and then the clappers, the bow, bringing our hands into folded position before our chests. All of these things are little forms that have been passed to us. The way we hold the sutra books when we chant. And of course, most essentially, the way we sit still during our practice. All of this is a way of limiting our activity. And it has a very powerful function. The function is that we give up our egoistic free will. And in this country, of course, the land of rugged individualism, this is quite countercultural. You may notice a little alarm bell going off in yourself saying, "Give up my free will. What is this, a cult?" No. We're not going to call you if you decide not to come. It is your free will to be here. Your free will to engage in this practice. Because on some level, we have probably intuited that there is something more to life than constant craving. Than the constant craving and seeking that we so often experience in a profoundly materialistic culture. We are surrounded constantly, bombarded by advertisements telling us everything that we lack, everything that we do not have, that we need to be happy. I once entered a store and I remember looking down at some clothing. I won't say what store, I don't want to get sued. And over the speaker, I heard very, very quietly a whisper, a voice that came in the midst of the music, and it said, "Buy it." I couldn't believe it. It must have just been set slightly louder than they intended, because it actually entered my conscious mind. This is our culture. Everyone trying to earn a living, understandably, hoping that we will spend our money in their stores. And the objective, therefore, of advertisers is to constantly convince you that you are missing something. And without it, you cannot be happy. With it, you will be happy. And we buy it again and again. Because we are vulnerable. We are permeable. This is the water we swim in. So yes, it is countercultural to learn to relate with these impulses differently. To realize that they are just impulses. And to gain freedom over how we respond to these impulses by breaking the habit of constantly responding by acting on them. And so we enter into these forms and we give ourselves away to the forms. We have to pay very close attention to the group around us to stay awake to the forms. So it is important to do that, to make that the practice while we're here. Giving up our self-centeredness and instead focusing on the activity of the group. Noticing when somebody bows to their cushion across from you and returning their bow when they face you and bow. Sitting up tall, not leaning back against our chairs and slumping as we do on our couches and wherever else we may go. This is a sacred place. Here we are sitting upright. Staying awake. Feet planted firmly on the ground. Eyes half open, or if they close, not letting ourselves drift off, staying present. Noticing when the group bows and joining in and bowing. Walking with our feet stepping at the same time during kinhin, staying close to the people in front of us. Staying still during meditation. Of course, this is hard in the beginning when we're new, and that's understandable. It's also impossible when we are injured. When we are suffering from knee sprains and such. Or if we find ourselves injuring ourselves during the sit, of course. Stand, move to a chair. No worry about the ego involved that says, oh, I need to do it this way or that way. Just not true. Sitting in a chair is perfectly fine. But our individual stillness supports the group. My being still supports you. I hold you in my practice, and you hold me in yours. And you support my practice with your stillness. Once that bell rings, you help support my commitment to the practice. in this way. Because again, what we are doing is we are finding out what true freedom is. We imagine that freedom means the capacity to indulge any wish. And so we have the Wild West, where real freedom is the ability to shoot someone with a gun whenever you want to. What we are noticing is a different kind of freedom. It is the freedom of our true nature, which is true no matter what. Our Buddha nature. This Buddha nature is not a philosophy. We can use words to describe it, and undoubtedly you have heard them. But the words are not the point. The point is realizing it for yourself. And the forms are what allow us to do so. By giving ourselves entirely to the forms, we learn to give up our gaining ideas. The idea that somehow we are not enough and that I need to do something and then I will be better and I will be happy. That is a powerful habit mind. By giving ourselves to the forms, we give ourselves to this moment exactly as it is. And then we notice, oh, you know, I'm not quite satisfied with this moment how it is. I want something else. Now, of course, the way that can show up is quite simply, I want to scratch my nose. Well, try not doing it. Is your Buddha nature still present? Of course it is. So this is what we are learning, is to recognize our Buddha nature, regardless of circumstances. We're learning to give up the gaining idea that somehow we need to be different to be happy. Now, of course, this is not to say that in life we always have to sit still and follow these forms. We'll all go home and perhaps some of us will make a meal or get ready for bed. But what we are learning here is to give ourselves to each moment completely, to recognize the fullness of each moment, regardless of circumstances. The moment may be positive or negative in the mind. The mind may label it as such. We are learning to see that these labels are just labels. They're just thoughts, like waves on the surface of a deep and beautiful ocean. And we are learning to awaken to the boundless ocean beyond the waves of our minds. But when we constantly give in to the activity of these mind waves, we do not see the depths of our being. We do not see the vastness of our being, the beautiful true nature, the non-dualistic presence that we call enlightenment, which is always available to us. We do not see it because we are catering to our self-centeredness. Now, this all sounds quite ascetic, the way I'm describing it. And it is quite a wake-up call. What we are doing is indeed, as I've said, countercultural. It's a discipline The force, the habit mind, is strong. It is quite rare in this world for people to stop chasing, and to be present, to be awake with things exactly as they are. Now, this does not ultimately mean that we give up choice. It doesn't mean that our thoughts stop happening. It doesn't mean that we, over time, of course, continue to decide how to live our lives. But this practice is bigger than that. This is part of the power of one of the things that we all do here in bowing. At the end of the service, we all bow. We do three bows to the Buddha altar. This is not a bow to something outside of ourselves, nor is it a bow to something inside of ourselves. We just give ourselves entirely to bowing. That's all. Everything is expressed in that bow. Nothing to attain. Just the activity itself. Just as when we sit, no one else to be, nothing to attain. Just the activity of sitting upright and awake. In giving ourselves to the forms in this way, the forms work on us. We should practice this way at home as well. When we sit at home, we should be disciplined about it. Sit upright. Allow the universe to manifest as you.